last, but not the least, session of our conference. So, I'll just explain how this is going to be organized. It's not very difficult, but because we have two sessions, and of course that we don't have the power to be in two places at the same time, so it means that who was in the room number one could not be in the room number two. So, the idea is now to have a summary that should be by the chairs of the panels, but because some of them are not here, so we invited other people to do the job. So the idea is that now we have some short and brief summary of each of the sessions. So there were 10 sessions during these 2 days. And the idea is, after the presentation, the short presentation of the chair of the panel, then we can have a brief comment. There is no questions, because it's not really the time to have questions anymore, but I mean, if you have any comment, if you have been in this panel and you want to have some information, some insight, you are more than welcome. So we have 10 summaries. I will invite each of the person to come here, and that's it. So, and we will do it by chronological order, let's say. So we could start with the transboundary water politics. That was the first panel yesterday morning. I would invite Ibrahima to come here, and we can do both, taking into account that the chair is not here anymore, so Daniel is not here, so we will. So maybe I can do that to the task, and then I have something else. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope I will not support on other things, but I think even if I do so, I will just didactically repeat it afterwards. I wrote just some notes, negative style. Resume to make a resume of what we talked about in this first channel. So the political will and the commitment for cooperation and development must be put on the first place. Talking about this transboundary politics, it must be said that acceptance of giving up some level of sovereignty for regional integration, say, for shared water resources, is a must. We talked about also the necessity of capacity building, institution building, and strengthening. The scientific approach for a sound and technically correct evaluation of available water resources and population needs. It's integration / participation of local populations and end users as stakeholders in the decision-making process through decentralization for sustained growth. The rigorous evaluation of social, economic, cultural, and environmental impacts and willingness to implement the necessary corrective solutions to mitigate the negative effects and amplify the positive ones. The transparency in the implementation process of water policy development in order to guarantee the sustainability of the action undertaken in accordance with the Dublin principle of integrated water management. Linked with these elements, some challenges have been explained and exposed during this panel. The first is a demographic one. As high rate of human population increase make stress on the different political cultures in demographic control. The importance of the infrastructure in their impact on the water resource management was also strengthened. The government and governance community and organization in political determination of water policy. It means that really in this subject we go and get back to the integration participation of all the stakeholders levels in the decision making process. It was also stress that is made upon the water use. The power relations aspect of conflict and cooperation and the hydro hegemony were also stressed in this panel. I think it was one of the things that we have talked about in this panel.
So maybe I would just add three things.
So basically we have three case studies, because in this case we're reading three case studies. We have the Umbeluzi Basin in Mozambique, the Senegal River in West Africa, and we have the Nile River in the Aziz. So, and we have been exploiting that three basins that are transboundary, so shared by two or more countries. They have different realities, but at the same time you can also see similar problems and similar challenge, and to understand that it's much more than just managing water, it's managing political decision. I think this was very clear for the three from the three presentations. So people that have been in this panel and have some comments to have, or some people that have not been here that would like to have some clarifications also. Otherwise, we could just jump directly to the other one. But some people that have been in the panel that would like to have some comments.
Was it very optimistic?
It's reminding one question for Carlos Garrido. We can be in the same time pessimistic and same time optimistic. But normally African people are generally African people are always optimistic. Because from the point, from the starting point on where we are, things can only be better. Okay. So really the example of the Senegal River Basin that I presented show us what Corinne Allen said at the beginning, that Africa shows, and I will try to quote what I wrote it, it was interesting for me, Africa does have some of the most advanced infrastructure and water management in the world. And this applies maybe not only to the River Senegal Basin, but I know better. But in the River Senegal Basin, as it was shown, some institutional capacity building were made. And so that within countries very different, but at the same time, not very different culturally, within this population, different in their levels of economic development, it was possible to jointly make a project and make some advances in legal constitutions that are not very common in the world.
Okay, thank you very much.